This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Yeah, Amir just typed out an iPhone note that says, "Say my name, prick."
Say my name. When no one is in Almsby, say it, baby, I'll eat rice. Why are you not eating rice?
And now
I'm
the song.
On Instagram. I don't know what else to say. I really am. I swear to fucking
Baby,
God.
Baby, why are you not eating rice? You have two voice cracks in there.
There has to be a reason why you're not eating rice.
Say my rice. When no one is in Almsby, say we'll eat at Almsby. You'll be eating rice.
Now let's hear the saxophone. The fuck was that?
Welcome to another edition of the HeadGum Podcast. With me as always, Jake Hurwitz, Marika Brownlee, Zach Dunn.
Not always here. All right.
Hey.
And especially Zach's not always here.
I don't want to derail it immediately, but I do think I'm now in the two timers club of being on this podcast.
You are. You came in hot, to be honest.
I wasn't sure. I'm not.
That's true. That's true.
See, it's a bomb.
There's. I don't believe anybody else has ever been on this show twice in terms of people.
Sorry,
who aren't.
Folks. Well, and when they get in the two timers club, they have to come through me and. It'll be like SNL, right. And I come out and I give them a little sport coat and send them on their merry way. So excited to be the first member of the Two Timers Club. And again, sorry to come in so hot. And then, but now everyone knows who's listening.
Yeah. So you're saying you're the Tom Hanks of the HeadGum Podcast?
I mean, thank you for saying that.
No, I didn't say it.
I'm the nicest guy in
HeadGum
Podcast.
We're asking if you said it.
No, I don't know. Maybe I'm the second to say it after Jeffrey, but I'm just repeating him.
Marika and Jake, maybe you guys can speak to this a little bit. We should announce that Amir's officially taking a sabbatical. We're not sure how long it's going to last, but do you guys want to talk about the meeting that we had on Wednesday?
He basically, I don't know. When you say we should talk about it, I don't know if we actually are supposed to talk about it. You know?
Right.
It feels like maybe divulging too much private information.
Ferris will cut it out if it crosses any lines. I just feel like
Take the risk? Why even take the risk of saying stuff that Ferris might have to cut out?
Well, I at the very least, I kind of want to talk it out with you guys because we never got to debrief. Amir really kind of took out a lot of things that seemed to have to do with other things in his personal life. He took it out on me on Wednesday in our company-wide all hands meeting.
You felt like it was not entirely based on your behavior, and it was mostly just other things in his life that he was frustrated about.
He was so angry that it feels like I was just the straw that broke the camel's back. I mean, he was saying very hurtful things about how I run this show specifically, ways that I sort of get under his skin, and the other people that are just, as he said, too polite to blow up at me.
Sounds like it was about you.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Because when you say there was a lot of other things, like it's maybe this show, which is one way that you annoy him. But then you also sent him late night texts and kind of bother the whole company and the company Slack.
I did send him a 4 minute and 43 second voice note over text the other day. Mm-hmm. And he didn't even respond. He just posted it to his Twitter and says, "What am I supposed to do with this?"
And and sometimes you mail him really big sombreros or 5XL
I bought
t-shirts.
Him a fucking upright bass. It was $19,000. I'm trying to figure out how to cancel it and at least get 50% of my money back.
What do you mean cancel it? Did it get delivered or
no? It's shipped. It shipped, and I don't know how to stop it until it gets in here. I feel like I shouldn't even talk to him here. I mean, he's. Do you want me to pull up the transcript? I've been transcribing our company meetings.
You definitely shouldn't be doing that. That's like privileged information.
Well, I'd love to hear it. I'm not a part of this company. Yeah. I'd love to hear.
Well, maybe Ferris can cut this part out if you just want to share it with Zach.
Yeah. So basically, he said. Yeah.
Thank you.
I regret hiring you. I hired you when you were 18 years old as an intern, and somehow you never left. I don't know what I did to deserve to be around you each and every week, let alone have to co-host a podcast with me. Which, by the way, he doesn't co-host that. I'm the host. If anything, Marika's the co-host. Mm. And then he went on to call me various, not slurs, but like mean names. So he called me a dork ass. He called me a nerd with no friends. He said that the only reason that my relationship ended last year was because of my personality, which is like a big reason. Like that's like
you're right to say these aren't slurs. Just so you know,
I know. They felt cutting.
They're definitely personal insults. Yeah. So I can understand.
Very personal. Yeah. Nothing to do with the show. It sounds.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, it's. I feel like, that's what I'm saying. It's like I don't think there's no way it's just my hosting ability.
Right. But it's not. It's also not other people.
All right.
It's all you. Still.
That. You're right there. Yeah. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
So, the idea is to take this time. The only thing that. Everybody did say, because Amir stormed out of the meeting, was that, hey, Jeff, maybe take it easy these next couple of weeks. And if Amir does decide to come back, which it's not even a sure thing, you know, try to take it easy on him, too. So I don't exactly know what that means. So that's why.
And do you feel like maybe like a sabbatical time away from the podcast would include, you know, like not airing the dirty laundry on the podcast? Because it feels like this is, in a way, just like keeping Amir roped in.
I don't know. I mean, we also have an audience that's been growing steadily over the past couple months. Like, I feel like we owe it to them at least to explain why Amir's gone for 4 to 6 weeks.
Do we? We could just be like, Amir's, you know, sometimes he just is not here for 2 or 3 episodes in a row and we don't say anything.
Zach, I want to get your outside perspective here. Yeah. Basically, like, it was Marika's suggestion for people to audit me, to give me constructive criticism, ideally feedback. Criticism has a negative connotation on how I can be better.
Right. I mean, constructive, I guess, is doing the positive work there. But yeah, so you want constructive feedback.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
But not criticism.
But not criticism.
You want positive feedback. Is that what you want?
Yeah, because my fucking confidence has been shot after this meeting.
Sure,
so I could,
sure.
I would build me up, you know. Would be great, yeah. To build me back up.
I think that's I'm happy to do that. I do think I should be honest, just because I think it'd be a disservice to the people listening to the podcast if I was just solely positive.
Yeah,
you know, unless you do such a good job today that I have no choice.
Okay, I get that's a good happy.
So
medium.
That's a challenge. That's what, like, I'm kind of a coach.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not just like an outside person being run it. I kind of feel like I'm a coach, and I'm like. Throwing down the gauntlet, like maybe you do a perfect podcast today and then it is all positive feedback. And maybe Amir hears that and he's like, oh, maybe I was wrong about this guy and all the relationship stuff and all that. And maybe he was wrong about all of it.
You looked dejected even when he said he was going to be honest. It looked like you had lost a battle, Jeff.
I also feel like we should lay down some rules in terms of when feedback is given. Like, should we plan?
I was literally about to say this. Anytime. Throughout the show.
Anytime.
Just say stop. Just yell stop.
I'm not going to do that. All but right. I'll do it softer.
Marika asked if we could do rules and you said no, essentially. You're like, I was about to explain. There are no rules. I was about to explain. It's chaos.
Yeah. That's maybe the first thing that we should just like keep in the back of our minds as we're going through this.
It's not going to be chaos like it normally is, Jake. It's going to go at a slightly slower pace so that you guys can feel free to chime in and give feedback, give notes, give positive reinforcement.
And now I have a question. Do you want me to be participating? Like, let's say there's a podcast happening right now, which there is. But as like the quote unquote podcast starts.
Yes.
Do you want me to be participating in the podcast or do you want me to be hovering above the podcast, waiting to yell stop, and then give my opinion.
Let's do the second one.
You're already participating.
Okay.
You want him to act like he's not here? You introduced him.
It's like a voice of God thing almost, where he's...
It's like a commentator.
Yeah.
A sports commentator.
The quote-unquote podcast, I'm doing air quotes, hasn't begun yet. And when that begins, I'll be silent unless we get into a stop situation.
I think that's a great idea. And that gives structure, Jake. That kind of, you almost made this happen. Is that fair to say?
I did? No, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, thank you, Jake.
Is this going to work, though?
According to Amir, it can't get any worse. So this, I guess, some questions to like lay the groundwork of things to be thinking about is how can I be better as a host and as a person? Have I even done anything wrong ever?
Oh, wow.
Have I even done anything wrong ever?
You're looking for positive reinforcement. And one of the questions we're supposed to positively reinforce you about is, have I done anything wrong ever?
I don't know. I just like, you guys were in the meeting. Nobody fucking defended me, by the way. Nobody came to my side. And they didn't necessarily reinforce what Amir was yelling at me about, but it just didn't feel good to be like me against everyone.
Yeah. You know, sometimes when somebody's that mad, you just kind of have to let them air everything out, like, especially if you agree with what they're saying.
Well, that first part of the sentence was really good and I agreed with it. The second part, I'm going to try and forget.
All right.
And Zach, again, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah. And while I can still be participating in the podcast, I'm so happy to be here. So great to see you guys. This is great. And, you know, it's going to be a different thing once the quote unquote podcast starts. So, you know, this is
nice. Of course. And I don't mean to take anything away from your being here, because I do really appreciate it. But I should say that it was almost a last resort option. We got no's from Trevor Noah, Michelle Obama, Samantha Bee, Anderson Cooper, and Scott Aukerman.
I thought Michelle just had a schedule conflict that you kind of wouldn't accommodate. So that was kind of like,
that one could have happened. I just like, I wanted to have a weekend. She wanted to do it tomorrow and on Saturday. And I was like, I could rather just take the day off.
Like, I'm not like, I feel like you're trying to like offend me, but I'm not offended by that. Those are all really famous, like important people. Like to be the sixth choice after that is really nice. So
no, I was not trying to offend you, and I'm glad that you didn't. Are people.
Got it. All right. I will put that down as a positive check. I know that the whole audit hasn't started yet. Yeah. But that's like
because the quote unquote podcast hasn't.
Pre quote unquote podcast positive check.
So is the quote unquote podcast going to start now? Because I mean, we've been. Yeah, I've been recording for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, let's start.
And, you know, I have other shit to do today.
All right, bye, guys. Oh!
I mean, I don't want to do it this way. Can we stop? And Zach, feel free to chime in at any point in time. But
stop. In the world of this podcast, I'm not here. You know, but okay.
I think I was just requesting the commentator to chime in whenever.
Totally. Yeah.
I think.
But I just have to act as though I'm not there for the purposes of my audit. And but yeah.
You have to act like you're not even Zach, because Marika just said Zach and you were
stop.
Like.
Right. So I was, in a way, I was being.
Okay. But if I'm not in the quote unquote podcast, and I'm sorry to derail, I know it hasn't even started, but if I'm not in the quote unquote podcast, who is Zach?
It actually.
You know what I'd say?
No.
Because you're supposed to be the auditor. By the way, the podcast did. It has started.
I'm an outside observer. I'm not here. I know I'm here right now because we're in the commentary zone.
So how do we get to you in the commentary zone to make a comment?
Man, really good
Don't
question.
Say, man.
No, you got me. That was good. I'm going to keep thinking about that for real. All right.
I guess the point
zone.
Of me wanting to stop was I feel like every week someone's like, hey, Jeff, these clips are too loud. Why are you playing the Soviet Union song? And every week it continues at the same volume and it's still there. And I guess I just wonder, like, why you're not taking that feedback from us.
Can I respond? Are there rebuttals?
Of course.
You guys don't understand what it takes to put this thing on. I think that I have a soundboard.
Don't antagonize and reply from the beginning.
You got one negative feedback and you're already just firing back.
It's so combative.
And I said it so nicely.
All right. Sorry. I feel like I put a ton of work into this shit. Namely, I put my own soundboard and I can't mix the levels once they're already on there.
Well, you can mix them and put them back on the soundboard.
It's so loud that that one caused me physical pain
in my ear. Seat.
I was scared. And it makes for bad podcasting, right?
Well, because Ferris ends up mixing it.
Right. I was saying, because it's mixed for the audience. They don't experience it the same way we do.
Okay.
So it's hard to even connect and relate.
Right. Relatability. I think that's a big thing that I'd like to see you work on today, Jeffrey, is relatability. Is connecting with your listener, right?
Yeah, right.
And I think that could be a real good goal for you today. It is not because some things you say, it's kind of like, I don't know anyone who feels that way or would say something like that. And I want that to change if possible today. And I'm ready to proceed with the podcast whenever you guys are, by the way.
All right.
And I'm going to just say podcast proceed when we're going back.
Cool.
Okay. Podcast proceed.
Jake, Marika, we're all such close friends like people often have in their lives that people can kind of like see themselves in. How have you guys been?
How have we been?
How have you been this week, let's say?
I've been good. Yeah.
Stop. Sorry. It's just the energy, man. It's feeling way
That's
low.
What I was going to say is that the energy is kind of zapped. Yeah. And I feel like all I've done is to try and lift you guys up.
I don't want
to
go here, but it just feels like you guys need a fourth person in the mix or something.
Yeah. I thought that's what you were going to be, like a guest. I didn't realize you were a voice of God commentator.
I hope you guys aren't insinuating that it's my fault that this whole thing is kind of jumbled, because I'm the one who kind of are setting this up to be better and better as we go on. And I feel like we've barely even started the show.
Yeah. No, I'll say that for me, just from where I am, like when you said, we're all such good friends, how have you been? It felt like such a vague question with like a cryptic opening that I didn't know how to respond. And I think that's
kind
where
it threw me off kilter a bit, and it's like insincerity. So I was just kind of stunned for a moment.
Insincerity. That's an interesting word to use, because that feels hurtful to me and negative to me. I'm wondering if you actually meant that it was a good question. You just didn't get a chance to answer.
No, it felt stilted and bad to hear.
It felt the way you asked it felt like you didn't actually care what any of us were up to, because you weren't asking like, after a specific thing that you wouldn't.
I think we should move on.
Yeah.
Okay. Podcast proceed.
My week has been fine. I got an MRI yesterday. That was
crazy.
Oh
my God. I got an MRI yesterday.
Really?
What? Yes.
For your back?
Yes, I did. It was for my hips. But yeah, we were in the same exact position in the MRI thing, I'd
imagine.
That's
crazy.
Did you get it at NYU?
No, I went to a place that's by me.
Very cool.
Stop.
Yeah.
It feels like the MRI stuff is like cooking and is great. And then I don't know what Jeffrey's even bringing to this at this point. Not like to the specific podcast we're talking about.
You know what? I think that you're exactly right. Zach, do you want to tag in and you can kind of talk about your experience with like medical imaging?
Sure.
And then I'll be the audit.
What?
Yeah. To tag in. I don't know.
Podcast proceed.
No, what fucking way? Jeff's auditing himself.
You know, I have a lot of experiences with medical imaging as well. You know, I've gotten an x-rays. You know how they put that heavy thing on you, the lead thing, so you don't get hit with the x-rays? I mean, sometimes I wish I had that as a blanket.
Are you only talking about like x-rays in your mouth? That's like,
well,
the
x-rays in your mouth. I had x-rays.
Okay, podcast stop. Can podcast stop for a second? Because I feel like Zach came on to do the audit, switched with Jeff, and then was like doing 5 minutes of stand-up just now with the... Like, it almost feels like you guys orchestrated this beforehand.
I actually had a note that was a little bit more tangible and useful, I would say, Zach.
Oh, yeah, please.
You might want to hit him with, like, a, what's that? Something like that when somebody's in the middle of saying something. That's what I would do.
Right. But I'm sorry. How is this teaching you?
Because sometimes it's like you know that you truly know something when you can educate someone else on it.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so when would I say the what's that?
Jake.
This shouldn't be happening.
Right there. What's that? Like, right there.
No.
Okay.
When somebody asks you a question that you don't want to have to be responsible
for,
you sort of talk over them and yell, what's
that? And normally,
it's
like a good question that could actually like extend the conversation. Just keep that in mind as well.
I mean, it's phenomenal that Marika and I both got a pretty rare medical exam yesterday. We both had an MRI.
It's crazy.
Did you guys hear me?
We don't even know what Marika got her. Did you get one done on your back?
Yeah.
Are you guys
lower
hearing
back.
Me?
Low back.
Yeah.
Wild.
Lumbar spine.
Jeffrey, I think I'm stuck in the commentary zone and they can't actually hear me in the quote unquote podcast.
We're trying to power through.
Oh, okay.
What time did you have your MRI?
It was very early. My appointment was at 7:30 a.m.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Mine was, I was really hoping we were twins.
I hate
at
waking
the time.
Up early. And, you know, I'm like everybody else. I'm relatable, and I sincerely hate when the alarm clock goes off, you know? And
yeah.
And
what else do you hate about the morning? It feels almost like you're an alien that studied human behavior.
It's hard, you know, right now. Just a brief stop. It's hard because I feel like I have to fill the Jeffrey role, which is not something I'd ever wish on anybody.
Yeah, I almost was going to say it felt like you were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't want to be.
I don't think you have
when you're in the
to.
Chair. You're in the chair.
So, well, maybe we're getting close to a kind of like, you know, a breakthrough. It sounds like what Zach's experiencing right now is that he doesn't want to host the podcast.
Yeah.
He's bursting out at us, he's snapping.
Yeah.
And maybe Jeff, that's something that you also feel like you don't want to host the show, and you feel like we're making you host the show.
No, it's really, I mean, because it's my bread and butter, you know, it's my Land O'Lakes and my Wonder Bread. I truly don't know what my life would be without this. I've based so much of my identity on it, and I actually fear the day that Amir comes back from his sabbatical and says, actually, I figured out the solution. We got to end the show. Because you end the show, you end me.
Whoa. So this has stakes. This whole like series thing has real big stakes.
And not only does it have stakes, we only have 4 weeks. So there's a timer on this thing.
Oh,
and
God.
We're already 1/8 of the way through it because we're halfway through this episode.
I have a question for you, Jeff. Has watching me have to be you taught you anything about you?
Reinforced the fact that I've been doing a good job. Because you fit in seamlessly. And to me, I loved it. I loved what I saw.
So you were looking at a mirror and you were smiling at the mirror.
Yeah, in a way. It's like,
okay, great. Well, maybe we'll do another tag team swap out if you want to be back and being you. Or anyone else wants to try being you.
By the way, I thought we were kind of all auditor when you gave us, everyone, the power to yell stop and to discuss.
And I was honestly the first person to yell stop.
I mean, you guys are like the auditor's apprentice.
I'm fine with that role. That seems I'm comfortable with
it's
auditor.
A good role.
Yeah, auditor apprentice. Auditor
heavy
light.
Is the head, you know.
Sure.
But anyway, does anyone want to swap and be the auditor, and then someone else can swap in and be Jeff, and then
I'll tell you what, I'll be the auditor.
Okay, great.
But I do think that Jeff should be Jeff.
Okay.
Because otherwise, what the fuck are we auditing? Is that
totally
okay?
Totally. Yeah,
I think maybe the only role that can switch is auditor.
I've never seen Jake this angry, and I'm starting to get flashbacks to Wednesday's meeting. But the issue is, this whole thing happened because of Amir. Otherwise, it'd be a normal episode, and it would be just ripping the Band-Aid off slowly for 45 minutes. You guys would get through it. The audience loves it. All right, let's just podcast proceed, right? And then we have to go into our next segment. So, Jake, audit this.
Okay.
Welcome to Merit or Carrot. I actually have to be right back because I forgot a prop.
Oh my God.
What? I'm not doing this. There's no stop here. This is all happening in the podcast.
He's left the closet.
This is so funny because he just actually forgot the prop.
He really forgot it.
Art imitates life. It really does.
I mean, I couldn't quite hear what he's saying. I heard carrot. So
he's either going to come back with a carrot or a blonde wig. So we're going to have to wait and see.
I mean, I think this is thrilling. I think I'm discovering maybe, I know I'm not the auditor right now. I'm more of an auditor's apprentice right now. But I think that maybe the show's missing a little mystery, you know? Podcast needs so much.
He's been gone so long. He's driving to a store.
It's the wig.
Oh, wow.
It's not
the wig. It's his real hair.
Opening Tupperware?
So it's carrots.
Welcome to Merit or Carrot, Rand Paul edition.
Yeah, there it is.
No.
This week, and again, I should mention that these two segments that we have planned for today, I wrote before Wednesday's meeting. So these are just normal things.
Well, that actually makes this great for auditing the podcast.
Yeah.
Because this isn't like, it's not a reaction to, you know, the Amir's attack.
It's the real thing.
Mm-hmm. So, yesterday, actually, March 18th, Rand Paul challenged Dr. Anthony Fauci on a couple of key points. And frankly, some of them had merit, maybe. So I'm going to play a couple of clips of Rand Paul challenging Dr. Flip-Flop. And you guys tell me whether or not that question / challenge has merit. And I'm so confident that it does, that if you guys deem it doesn't, I'll eat a fucking carrot.
That's
what do
not...
you think Fauci's flip-flopping on?
He said it was going to be 2 weeks. He says 2 weeks quarantine to flatten the curve.
Right.
The curve didn't flatten. The curve got worse.
But he's not like changing his mind about things. Like, it's not like he was like, COVID's good.
Really?
Oh, wait, it's bad. I don't
know. It's like, you know, we're learning new things about it every day, and
right.
we have to adapt to what we learned.
Totally. Like, all that aside, the stakes for this are if you're wrong or we disagree, you'll eat a baby carrot.
It's a carrot stick, a little bit bigger than a baby carrot, but yeah.
I mean, if it had been a full-sized carrot, I'd be interested, and yeah. I think
that was the plan. We only had one carrot, so I had to chop it.
Is that what you were doing?
So if you're wrong, if we think you're wrong, you get to eat a snack on Mike.
Get to. That's,
which is like bad
carrots.
For podcasting. People mm-hmm. don't.
Given that mm-hmm. no scientific studies have shown significant numbers of reinfections of patients previously infected or previously vaccinated, what specific studies do you cite to argue that the public should be wearing masks well into 2022?
I think that's a question worth asking.
Let's stop here. Do we want to talk about just sort of like the notion of, you know, putting out these hot button issues and taking a devil's advocate stance? And just
it's very
kind
political
of like,
in a way that's like, it doesn't feel productive. You know, it just feels kind of like you're trying to get a rise out of people.
Yeah, have you guys seen definitely. The Daily Show? Have you guys seen the Daily Show yeah. with Jon Stewart?
You mentioned Trevor Noah earlier. He was your first choice.
Jon Stewart went on right. Tucker Carlson's old CNN show, forgetting the title of it. And he was like, you guys need to actually talk about this stuff. And they were like, well, you don't talk about it. And he's like, I do a comedy show. So it's not my job to like talk about hot button issues in an educated way that actually is productive, as he said, Zach. That's my... That's mm-hmm.
But you're talking...
What's that?
You're talking about them in a not productive way that is kind of... almost reductive, maybe.
We agree that it's not your job. We yeah. just don't think mm-hmm. the productivity is the... you just don't need to talk about any of that.
I'm trying to be open to like the feedback. I asked for positive reinforcement.
You did ask for that, which, right. you know, kind of cuts us off at the knees for the audit process a little bit.
And can I be honest about something quickly? I'm itching to get back in that auditor's seat.
Okay.
Just because yeah. I feel like I was at home there. And it's fine being an auditor's apprentice. It's whatever. But it's like, I want to get back in there.
I will happily give it back to you. I just want to remind everyone that I didn't want the auditor seat was given to me when Zach asked if I wanted to be the auditor. So I'm...
Hey, man, I'm not getting audited today, am I?
No, it's, you're okay, not, it's not you. Okay. You are the auditor.
All right.
Podcast proceed. Merit or carrot?
Carrot.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yes. I don't
all
think,
he
I don't
asked.
Think,
all right.
It's an inane question. Okay. Do we
He's
have to
chewing.
Watch you have the whole carrot?
Yeah.
It should have been baby carrots.
It's kind of hard to chew.
Okay, stop. I think this is a very specific note. I think you could probably talk, Jeffrey, while you eat the carrot. I don't think, like, you don't have to just sit there and chew and feel like you're punishing us and the listeners.
Yeah.
It's not me. It's Amir. Like we wouldn't be sitting here doing this if it wasn't for Amir.
Okay, look, I'm hearing a lot of excuses right now. Okay, and I want you to be embracing solutions. Yeah. Okay, so I want to go back down there into the podcast, quote unquote, and you talk next time you eat that carrot.
All right, okay? I can do that.
Podcast proceed.
These are supposed to be good for your eyes. What do you guys, how do you guys have 20/20?
I'm wearing glasses, so no.
I got LASIK, so yes.
Mm. All right, second one, here we go.
And if we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No, it's not.
The vaccine and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater.
I think it's really, really stupid how Rand Paul says theater instead of theater. He says theater.
The vaccine and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?
Yeah.
That's theater with an ER, yeah. not an RE.
And there's no such thing as theater. There's just theater.
Marika, you're a Broadway nut. What's the correct way? RE, ER?
Theater with an ER is the building. So like I'm going to a movie theater. RE is like the art of theater.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Stop. I could think of four. I can think of four people who would disagree with you, Marika. Matt Besser, Matt Walsh, Amy Poehler, and the fourth guy, because they spell it UCB theater, R-E, the place.
Yeah, they're wrong.
And I'm just saying they disagree with you. I know this isn't an audit thing, but I had to say something and I'm not in the podcast, so I had to.
And guess what's not a place anymore? Either of those UCB theaters.
Maybe they did that to themselves. Podcast proceed.
We now have variants that are circulating.
Significant reinfection. What study shows significant reinfection, hospitalization, and death after either natural infection or the vaccine? It doesn't exist.
Merit or carrot?
Eat a carrot. Carrot. Skip the rest of fucking Rand Paul.
Just eat the bag all of carrots. Carrots.
All right, let's just hear what Fauci has to say.
1.7 that's becoming
you're
more dominant.
Policy based on conjecture.
No,
you
it, have the it isn't based on conjecture.
Variants, so you want people to wear a mask for another couple years.
No.
You've been vaccinated and you parade around in two masks for show.
Parade.
No. You can't
it's
get
theater.
It again. There's virtually 0% chance you're going to get it, and yet you're telling people that have had the vaccine, who have immunity. You're defying everything we know about immunity by telling people to wear a mask who've been vaccinated. No. Instead, you should be saying there is no science to say we're going to have
this
a problem.
This is too long.
Stop.
This is too long.
Is this C-SPAN? Like, what's this, happening?
It's Fox News. It's putting us in a fucking bad mood listening to that guy.
What am I supposed to do? I'm chewing a fucking carrot. I can talk, but they don't want to hear any food in my mouth. I'm sad still.
It's also,
from
it's
Wednesday.
Insane that you haven't finished that carrot yet.
You invited an auditor onto the podcast to listen to the worst segment you've ever done.
Yeah, I would say I liked you and the podcast more before you invited me on. You know, you've only made things worse for yourself.
Okay.
I don't know what to say, man.
He was so excited about being in the Two Timers Club. Now, Zach, even going to come back a third time?
He was
time?
On your side.
I'm not even sure, and I'm not even sure how often I'm going to wear my commemorative sport coat.
Yeah.
So you did get a sport coat.
I know, but I don't know. I'm going to wear it, what, once a week now? Because it's like, I'm not that proud of it. Like, I don't want to be associated with this.
So often to even wear a sport coat, let alone a commemorative colorful one. What does it look like?
Yeah, I'm glad this happened because it sounds like you're going to wear the sport coat an appropriate amount now.
It's like matte gray.
Matte gray, so not colorful. It's a blazer.
They're all matte. What do you mean, matte?
It says...
It's like a Men's Warehouse blazer.
It says Two Timers Club. That's the difference. On the inside of the lapel, it says Two Timers
On the inside?
It's a normal blazer.
Again, believe me, now I'm glad it's on the outside because I'm not that proud to be affiliated with this show because... Not only is it not working and there's these segments that I just think aren't great, but Jeffrey's not open to feedback.
I'm open to, I'm trying. It's just like hard because I'm still emotionally damaged from Wednesday's meeting. I haven't fully gotten over it.
That's fair.
And that's fair. You guys were there. You know what he called me? He said I looked like Johnny Bravo who fell asleep in a tanning bed.
All right. That one's a little racist.
That one was a little bit racist. Yeah, I don't even think he meant it that way. He just meant that I was dumb enough to fall asleep in a tanning bed.
I see.
We have another segment to do. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/whatsthat Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Stop. Can you hear me? It's like, stop.
No, that one's fine. That one can stay as is. No notes.
Fine, no notes.
But what's your note going to be, though?
I think it is a little too long. I like the leg. I was enjoying it, and then suddenly it shifted where I was like, this is just a little bit too long. But I also respect,
you're totally
Marika,
correct.
I respect all my apprentices out there, and
I'm
going to agree that I think no notes, and podcast proceed.
I know why carrots are healthy for you. It's because you have to chew it so long, your jaw gets strong.
So now you're just eating carrots for fun?
Bugs Bunny style?
Have you guys ever played the game Jesse or Gnaw?
No, Jeffrey.
Well, this is Jesse or Paul. McCartney edition.
Oh, what? Jesse Paul or Paul McCartney?
What's Jesse or Gnaw?
That's a good place to start. Jesse or Gnaw is where a sentence is said and you say whether it can be attributed to Jesse McCartney or not.
Okay.
This one is...
Who's Jesse McCartney? Who?
Beautiful Soul.
Beautiful
singer.
Soul. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
Weird octave.
This is Jesse or Paul. So... A sentence will be said, and you guys attribute it to either Jesse or Paul McCartney. This is for cash. This is $20 for every right answer, $20 owed to me for every wrong answer. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
Zach, why don't you play along, but you're also the auditor. Do you think you can do both?
All right. And hey, guys. Oh, so good to be here on the podcast. Yep, I'm going to play this
Hey,
game.
Zach. We should introduce Zach Dunn, writer for What We Do in the Shadows, Bless the Hearts.
This is
Dunn
theater.
On Twitter.
Oh, man. No, I love Twitter. I love all those things you mentioned. And I'm really, really happy to be here with you guys and to see you guys. You're all looking really good.
All right, here we go. First quote. All I watch is the Food Network. I took a cheesemaking class a few weeks ago, and I told my family and friends to only get me kitchen stuff on my birthday. I'd love to own a restaurant if I could find the right chef. Jesse or Paul?
Paul.
Jesse.
Marika's absolutely correct. Marika's absolutely correct. That's $20 to the woman in the orange beanie.
Wait, so you invited me on this thing for 2 seconds? Stop, sorry. You invited me on this for 2 seconds so I can owe you $20?
Yeah, you actually feel free to go back to auditing, unless you might get the next one wrong.
No, I want to play. I'm in a hole. I need to make this money back. All right, podcast proceed.
The first record I ever listened to was Elvis Presley, and I remember thinking, man, this guy is cool. The swagger he had helped my confidence because he really made me think that a white boy could make music like this.
Jesse.
Paul.
Jake, that's exactly right. Marika's still up 20. Zach, you're down $40. Jake, you're breaking even.
Great.
This is such bullshit.
It's time to end the cruel slaughter of whales and leave these magnificent creatures alone.
Zach, you want to take it?
Paul,
third time.
That's correct. That's Paul. That's Beatles legend Paul McCartney. Zach, you're only down 20 now. Here we go. My mother was not the cook in the family. My dad was. I'd watch him behind the grill, and I said, if I ever make enough money, I'm going to make sure that I dine in the best restaurants.
I guess Jesse.
Paul.
No. Every kind of shallow, shitty thing is Jesse.
This isn't from interviews. This is from bestquotes.com.
Jesse McCartney has never said anything good to the point that on bestquotes.com, it says, I'd love to own a restaurant if I could find the right chef.
Stop. Podcast stop. I feel like I have to give you guys some notes here. I sometimes mine the internet for gold. In fact, it's more often than not my segments are pretty fucking good. And then you guys come in with these sour attitudes, and maybe it's the cash thing. So I guess my question is to you, like, should it not be for money? Because you guys seem to get upset instantly because you never get the shit right.
Okay, first of all, I feel like I'm being attacked, and all I did was try to have a silly take about Jesse McCartney. You know, that was not on... I wasn't saying the segment was bad.
Yeah, why
are
you so upset about that?
You know, I was just saying that's crazy that Jesse McCartney doesn't have good quotes on whatever the, you know... bestquotes.com thing is, you know.
We weren't mad at you in this particular instance.
My ex-girlfriend used to have a photo of Jesse on her childhood bedroom wall. And so when I went to go like meet the parents, there was like beautiful soul there. And I just was like jealous because I don't look like Jesse. I don't have that musical talent. I don't have that cash, that fame, that clout.
Yeah, I mean he was like really famous maybe 15 years ago. So I think you're fine.
Beat me to it by 15.
And Jeffrey, do you feel like Amir bringing up your relationship, like, is sort of what got you thinking about that and down that path?
I mean, it's hard. Yeah. It's like, did it end because I'm like a bad podcast host is kind of what he was insinuating. And then I'm wondering.
Podcast proceed. I just feel like this is, you know, we're trending into like therapy for you. And I feel like
I appreciate
what
you
need.
You guys are my best friends.
Wow, this is in the podcast, he's saying that.
Ferris, cut that out.
I want to do a brief self-audit, because last time I said Paul after Jeffrey had already started playing the right music for Jake. So I knew it wasn't him, and I just chose to lose $20. So that's a big self-audit. I'm really going to work on just being smarter and more aware of things. And sorry. Yeah, podcast proceed.
That's inspirational to me that you can even catch yourself there. Because there have been a few times during this show that I could have self-audited, and I chose not to.
Right. Well, stop. That's why I'm the best. Podcast proceed.
Well, and actually, stop. And you choosing to not self-audit is actually a good reason why you're not all, you know, the host that you can be.
Yeah.
Podcast and I'm open proceed. To that. Yeah. Podcast proceed. I'm always writing songs, and I've got a bunch that I want to record.
The crazy thing is they either could have said this.
Yeah.
It's Jesse.
I hope it's Jesse. It's Jesse because I want it to be Jesse.
What does Paul McCartney mean that he has a bunch of songs that he wants? He can record a song anytime he wants.
But here's
to.
The thing. We don't know when he said that. He could have said it when he was like 15.
Jake, you're back to breaking even. Zach, I'm so sorry. You're down 60.
Whatever.
Rita, you're up 40. Here we go.
Well, how much? What's Zach's auditor fee? Because it's...
Ooh, his auditor fee is... We didn't negotiate, but what would you like it to be?
Like, well, can we talk about it after?
No,
the
let's
game?
Do it. Well, no. Stop and then
podcast stop. Yeah.
What's your fee?
I mean, just sorry to do this, but if we're in the commentary zone, I think talking about money and stuff like on the podcast was a little gauche that you did.
That's a note I keep getting because last week on the episode that came out today, I aired the Zestimate of Amir's house, and then when Finn Wolfhard came on, I asked him how much money he made in 2020. And people don't seem to like these money questions, but I've read a ton of articles. It's like, hey, you need to talk about your salary so that you can make sure that everybody's getting paid equitably.
Mm-hmm. Right, but privately, right? Those articles aren't talking about podcasts necessarily.
Okay.
And then to answer your question, I would like $80 as my fee.
Okay. You still might end up in the hole, just so you know, because there are three more questions.
I know that. I'm trying to play smart.
And are you sure 80? Because last week I Venmo'd Caleb Heron $1,300.
Oh my god.
I mean, I think last time I was on the show, you Venmo'd me hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
So I'm still riding high off that. I invested it really, really
Holy
well.
Shit. GameStop, right?
No, and all the other ones that tanked.
not well.
It was like a smart move at the time. So I'm good. We're getting back $80, lock it in, and podcast proceed.
Microphones are just like people. If you shout at them, they get scared.
Paul McCartney.
That's absolutely correct.
It was it was really quaint.
Marika's winning $60. Jake, you're breaking even. Zach, you're down 60.
No, I got it.
You said Paul?
I said Paul. Yeah.
All right.
Audio detectives out there, you can go back. You'll hear it. I said Paul.
Ferris, if Zach didn't say Paul, just you insert yourself saying, I'm Ferris Manchi, and I'm going on record saying Zach B. Dunn is a liar.
But if he did, just isolate his audio and play it right now.
Maybe even put a little jingle underneath it if you have time, Ferris. Ferris,
he's so busy. Paul McCartney.
That's absolutely correct.
It was it was really quaint.
Paul McCartney.
That's absolutely correct. Correct. Correct.
Paul.
Yes. All right, here we go. I used to have 6 left feet. Now I only have 1.5 left feet.
Gotta be Paul.
That was Jesse.
Oh yeah, the 6. It was over the top. It was too over the top. It wasn't British at all.
Why is Jesse saying all this stuff? You should just like stop saying this weird shit.
Well, it's kind of like how Kings of Leon released their new LP.
It's nothing like that.
As an NFT. And it's like, I know why they did that. Because imagine Kings of Leon just drop an album on streaming services. That doesn't make any headlines. Yep.
Just stop talking about this, and then when we get back to the podcast, just move on to the game or whatever.
All right, here we go. Yeah.
Podcast proceed.
But you know, as a kid, I would have thought of a vegetarian as a wimp.
Paul.
That's correct.
I didn't get back to break even.
The switch.
I still like it. We're not there yet where it's a little too long. It's not a little too long yet. I am still liking it.
Yeah, point out the exact moment.
The problem is that this is the best part of it, but you gotta wait a little bit to get there.
Okay, a little too long. Yep, sorry. So close. You're
saying it's literally like the last 4 seconds.
It's like 4 seconds, and that's what I'm... And stop. The whole spirit of today is that you're close.
Yeah.
Like, you're not a bad podcaster. You got something, but it's just these little mess ups you're doing that you're just screwing it up. So I'm trying to be optimistic. I'm giving you that positive feedback you want. You're really close. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Can I ask a follow up?
Yeah.
Where do the missteps originate? Is it from me? Do I put my foot in my mouth, or is it other people kind of like setting me up to fail?
Look, it's clear that you think it's the latter, right? And that's what I'm saying. I think you need to be looking in the mirror, okay? Yeah. And we talked a lot about mirrors today, and I think I think that's what it's about. And I think you're a little too focused on a mirror and not focused enough on a mirror.
Nice.
Whoa. That's really good.
That was really good. That's it.
Podcast proceed.
It's helpful for me with those podcasts out. It's actually really helpful for me to have those little sayings, to have those rhymes, because then it's easier to remember. Podcast proceed. Plugs. Zach, Jake.
I feel like we already did my plugs.
What's that?
We already did my plugs, I think. Earlier.
You can do them again.
You can do them again.
Yeah, no.
Come on.
No, stop, guys. I don't want to. People can go back. If they want to hear that, they can go back. It was like the middle of the episode.
You're asking them. It's like it's already a task to get someone to follow you on social media or like watch the shows that you work on. You're asking them to go back.
I'm not
going to
tell them to follow at Zach B. Dunn on Twitter. You know, I already said
it.
What else are you not going to do?
I'm going to tell them to watch What We Do in the Shadows. Okay. I'm not. Sorry.
And you're not going to tell them to watch.
Bless the Hearts on Fox.
Okay. Well, that's very humble of you.
Thank you.
Jake?
Yeah.
Wow. We just launched a new HeadGum podcast, or brought an existing podcast onto HeadGum called Three Black Halflings. And it's one of my new favorite shows. So subscribe. Check it out.
And Fake the Nation is now on HeadGum. Wow. Let's check that out also.
Lots of good podcasts.
Lots of things happening.
Ricky, do you want to plug your Substack?
I don't have a Substack.
No, that was someone else then. Never mind. Ferris, cut that out.
No, Ferris, keep it in. you can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Marika Elon or Letterboxd.
That's where to look if Marika starts a Substack, because I bet you'll announce it on Twitter.
You could start one by the time the episode comes out.
I won't. I can't put that like writing weight on my shoulders. It's too much work.
It's 7 days, yeah.
But my Twitter kind of functions as a Substack in a way. But it's mostly Marvel memes at the moment, so I don't know.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee, on Instagram at Jeffrey James. I guess we should just kind of wrap things up here. How do you guys think this went? I feel more confident than ever.
This is a big, this is like the last stop, I'd say. Yeah. The podcast is over. The quote unquote podcast is over. Mm-hmm. We're in the stop. We're in the commentaries.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's end the podcast first. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast. We'll see you again next week for another audit episode. All right. And then stop. This is kind of like the last stop.
Cool. All I was going to say is if you wanted to have an audit, we also could have like sent Zach an episode of the podcast and he could have given you the feedback. While I liked having Zach on, for me,
thank you.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I feel like I had a great time with you guys, with almost all of you guys. It's so much fun.
Yeah. Almost all
of us? It was great. It was really fun. I think functionally for you, Jeff, to become a better host, it would have been the gymnastics that you have to do to kind of like make this an effective audit.
Well, it's like, you know, it was a pit stop, you know? We were in the middle of the fucking Indy 500. I had an episode planned for Friday. We lost Amir. I had to fill in with a guest. Trevor Noah said no. Sam B said no. Michelle Obama said yes, and I didn't really want to move things around because it was so last minute. We got Zach, and yeah, I'm sorry that we were like trying to put things together on the fly, but I feel like we got a good product still. And at the end of the day, yes, it's an audit, but we also need to put out a good product.
Right, because I think listeners are, I mean, I'm sure the way they'll listen to it is they'll cut out all the parts that are the podcast and listen to that as one thing.
Yeah.
You know, right. And it's kind of like a bonus episode.
Yeah.
You're right. It's going to make sense if you listen to the show because it'll all have been edited together seamlessly.
Right.
So they didn't hear what we heard.
Yeah.
So that's,
I would assume not.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be really fucked up if they had heard some of the stuff I was saying. So Jeffrey, I'm proud of you, okay? I hope this is really a month of a lot of healing and learning for you. And
I appreciate that.
But remember the whole Amir and Mirror thing I said that people really liked, and I think I hope you'll keep thinking about
really
liked
that. I will. And I want to
think
do...
ultimately.
Sorry.
I think ultimately I would just recommend listening to everyone a bit more and not immediately like putting up your gates of defense, because I think we're doing this because we care about your improvement.
Yeah.
And ultimately the only way that you can is by like actually taking in our feedback and thinking about it constructively.
Well, that's the thing. It's this is going to be a 4-week process. The work happens in between sessions. That's what people don't understand about therapy, is that the work happens in your everyday life. The hour is just kind of like planting the seed. So Zach, I cannot thank you enough for coming on this first episode of the monthly audit. What should we call this, Jake?
Huh?
I also want to say at the beginning of the episode, you kept saying, we don't know how long this is going to take. And we fully pivoted to it being four weeks.
Yeah, you said 4 to 6 weeks at some point.
This could take the better part of a semester. I'm just wondering, because the thing is,
you're not in school. Don't use semester as a word.
I don't know how long Amir is going to be pissed at me. I hope he listens to this and sees the effort that I'm trying to put into it. That's all
I mean,
I'll say.
The fact that you're saying I don't know how long Amir is going to be pissed at me shows that you're not ready and he's still going to be mad because you don't get it yet. And I think you still need to do the work.
Okay. Well, then maybe I didn't learn as much as I thought I did in the past hour. But
sometimes you have to break it all down to build it all up. And I think that's what today was.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming next week we'll be building
it's
up.
It's a hero's journey.
Right. The hero's journey. Mm-hmm. I love the story circle and all of that. I think you should probably study that this week.
We're trying to get the Heim sisters on in 3 weeks. And they'll be sort of like sirens.
They're not going to be on anymore.
Damn, Daniel.
How did I know?
We'll catch you on the flip. Diesel? Let me do another take. Anyways, we'll catch you on the flip. Diesel. That one's a little bit more sensual.
Didn't like the zoom in.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.